Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me again. Took a little two-week break from doing interviews, but back at it today. I have basketball player Charlie Rosen from Rumson, finishing her junior year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the outline, how is AAU season going so far?
It's going good. It's fun. I'm glad that there's like is an AAU season with COVID and everything, and it's good.
So last year probably was tough last year, not, you know, very limited tournaments. You know, they really didn't start till the fall, you know, pretty much, unless you were in the, you know, those elite teams that were traveling to like Denver and stuff like that. But so it feels good that, you know, we're kind of getting back to some normalcy out there.
Definitely feels really good.
Now, last year at the end of the school year, you know, well, not at the end, but, you know, March, everything shut down. How did you find that adjustment in the classroom, you know, going from, you know, being in school to, you know, fully virtual?
At first, I really enjoyed it. I liked being home. But then it got really old and boring. And all I wanted to do was go back to school. So after the basketball season was over, is when I went back into school. So it's much better now being in school. The adjustment wasn't too hard for me. I still was able to learn like pretty similar as to if I was in school. And basketball, I just played a lot outside at the park with my dad. And yeah, like outside.
Yeah, you know, training and stuff that, you know, I mean, it's easy to do your individual drills, but, you know, that competitive edge and, you know, not being able to be in that group setting, you know, that, you know, that everyone had those restrictions. That seemed to be the tough thing when I was interviewing kids last year, you know, during COVID. It was like, you know, we could do all the training, but, you know, that competitive going up against somebody else, you know, you're missing that element. Did you find that the same way?
Yeah, it definitely was a lot more solo, independent things versus like group settings.
How old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was around 5 years old. I would just play like in my driveway with my dad, my brother, and just like shoot around, dribble, and have fun.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
I played soccer up until sophomore year. So I played freshman year. And then I played rec lacrosse for like a couple years when I was younger.
Yeah, Rumson lacrosse is pretty serious over there.
Yeah, it is. I never played at RFH though, but it is serious.
Big upset yesterday.
Yeah, against Trinity. It was.
When I talked to Brian from NJ.com, I always, you know, last year, it might have been the year before because there was no season. I was like, oh, you know, if I wanted to watch lacrosse, who do I want to watch? And all he says is Rumson. And then yesterday, I saw what happened last night. I texted him. He goes, yeah, that's pretty historical what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So what made you give up soccer?
I think I just really wanted to focus like solely on basketball. It was really fun soccer. I loved it, but I wasn't like really competitive at it. So it was just time to end it.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. You know, if you don't have like the passion like you do for basketball, you know.
Yeah,
and, exactly. You know, and these days it's tough to, you know, maintain a competitive edge, you know, on multiple sports and, you know, stay on the top, you know, especially since, you know, training for sports year round now. It's not just the seasons that it's in like back when I used to play.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you have a brother, older or younger?
Older.
Did he play basketball?
Yes, he played basketball in high school and he's in college now.
Okay. Are you two very competitive?
Yes, we are very competitive. We always play against each other. I'm very competitive.
Is what position was he in basketball?
He was like a guard.
Guard? Okay. Now, him being older, do you ever go to him for advice?
Yeah, always. He's great with advice. He's great with helping me, just like schoolwork and life, like advice.
That's big because, you know, there's a lot more out there besides basketball. So
yeah.
So. You know, you brought up, you know, your father, you know, playing out there with your father during COVID. How else has your family helped you, you know, in your development throughout the years?
They've been my ride everywhere. They always drive me. They make sure that I'm staying on track. Like, mm-hmm. I have schoolwork to do and like student athletes. So yeah. There's always a lot, but they're always there. If I need help with something or if I'm stressed out, they'll be able to like calm me down, drive me to practices, make sure I'm fed and all of that.
Yeah. And to travel alone, you know, especially when it comes to AAU is pretty, pretty crazy out there.
Yeah.
So who would you say would be like a role model? Could be family member or non-family member when you were younger.
I would probably say my brother, just because I would always like, I always wanted to follow in his footsteps. I always wanted to be with him, play with him, compete with him in sports, like everything.
That's great that you know, you two seem to have that close bond too, that, you know, and he's respected and he's there for you, you know, when you need it. I'll talk briefly, you know, AAU, who's your current team?
CJ Hawks. My coaches are Mayo and Buddy.
Mayo. Well, how has Mayo, you know, helped in your development? I got to meet him over the summer and he's definitely very passionate, you know, about his team and the players that play for him.
Yeah. He definitely knows what he's talking about and he'll tell me like what I need to work on, and he knows my weaknesses and my strengths, and he'll always teach me right from wrong. And that just helps. And it gives me confidence knowing that he's there to support me and knowing that like, he's always going to teach me when I'm doing wrong and, tell me when I'm doing right too.
Yeah. And as long as, you know, I know most of the players I speak to, they don't take it personally, but you know, when a coach is getting on you, it's because they see more in you. And yeah. You know, as long as you're not one of the players that takes it personal, it's like, oh, I hate this coach. I need to switch teams. You got to always take it as a learning experience. And exactly. they just want to see more out of you. Do you remember who your first coach was when you started playing, whether it was rec or AAU, whatever, travel?
Yeah, I played for Fusion and my coaches were Coach Amanda Frost and Coach T.
How did they help you, you know, when you first start in, you know, playing competitive?
So I was really young when I started with them, obviously. And a lot of the girls I played against, even still today, are taller than me and bigger than me. But they really just taught me like that doesn't always matter. I still could help like the team and I still could play even though I might not have height on someone.
Just gotta hustle. That's all it takes. Yeah. If you out hustle everyone, you'll shine on the court no matter how tall you are. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6".
Switching over to, you know, high school, where I'm saying, you know, when you were incoming freshman, what are some goals you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve over, you know, 4 years?
I really always put academics first, so I thought that was really important.
Yep.
And then also student athlete, just to be successful in both. I obviously wanted to play basketball. I wanted to try and get in as a freshman and just like make something happen.
I asked that question every single interview and you were the first person I believe that brought up academics when I asked that question. So good job. Cause academics, trust me, will get you much further than any sport can get you. So that's good. So your freshman year, you know, you had a pretty good, you know, Rumson always has a pretty good squad over there for basketball. What were like some goals you had, you know, for your freshman year?
Freshman year, obviously I wanted to make the team. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get on the court and contribute somehow. And yeah, those were my main goals.
Any upperclassmen that, you know, I know coming in as a freshman, you know, mm-hmm. you're on a varsity team, any upperclassmen that helped you know, help make the transition easy from you, you know, going from, you know, middle school or grade school, I don't know how Rumson does it, to, you know, to high school and playing on the high school team?
Yeah, I think the whole team honestly was really supportive. I know in previous years that some of the upperclassmen weren't as supportive, but my freshman year we had a great group of upperclassmen who like they all made the transition so much easier and like helpful. They were so helpful.
Now moving to your sophomore year, you know, team had a pretty good year. You know, Remsen made it to the South Jersey, you know, finals against Manaswan again. What were goals you had your sophomore year?
Sophomore year, I wanted to improve my shooting, and I wanted to not only be a better shooter outside, but also be a threat inside, and just become a better overall player in general.
Now Paige, you know, you played with Paige, that season. And, you know, she's kind of one of those players, you know, she could do it inside and shoot outside. What were some things that, you know, she was able to teach you the one season that you two played together?
Definitely just watching her be able to shoot in general. Like, a point guard doesn't just have to pass the ball. Obviously, they make things happen, but she also made it happen for herself, not only for other people, which I thought was like really important.
Yeah.
Also, her defense was really good and aggressive. And overall, just her being a point guard just taught me so much.
Yeah, she's, you know, you coming up, even me as a fan, you know, she's a fun point guard, you know, to watch, because she does do a little bit of, you know, everything. She could do defensively. Yeah. She could drive to the hoop, create her own shots, and get everybody else involved. How about, you know, Sophia? To me, you know, she, you know, very underrated. She was one of the best defenders, you know, out there. And, you know, I saw it right away. And I know, I believe she also played soccer for a little bit, right? If I remember, did she play soccer?
She plays lacrosse.
Lacrosse, okay. So, you know, she's very intense on the defensive end. So how playing under her, you know, her being the senior leader your sophomore year, what are some things you were able to take away from her?
I definitely play similar defense to her, like her style. I really like how aggressive she was, and she always, like, she never gave up. If she was having a bad shooting game, a bad game in general, she was always pressing on defense or always stealing the ball. You knew you could always count on her for that. And, that's something I definitely learned from her.
Playing, you know, Remsen, RBC, St. Rose, you know, even Shore Regional, Holmdel, you know, that was probably the toughest division in the state, you know, in any conference. Do you think playing such a hard schedule, and I know, you know, Coach Callahan tries to schedule, you know, hard opponents outside as well as the division, do you think that helped your team with the postseason and to make that run to the finals?
Yeah, I think it really helps. Our schedule is always hard, but I think we really play up to our competition. And I think it really helps us be prepared for other competition, like later on in the season. And I think it really gets us ready for those games.
That's, you know, one thing I love about the Shore is, you know, most of the coaches, they don't run away from competition. They want to schedule the best. And, you know, Dave did a good job this year too, you know, with cancellations and stuff with COVID. You know, he did his, tried filling those games with some of the best teams, you know, not just in the Shore, in the state.
Yeah.
So you played Manaswan in the finals, which was a very competitive game. Now, all three games that, you know, you girls beat them by one, and then they beat you by one and during the regular season. Do you think it's tough playing a team three times in a season?
I think it depends who it is. If it's Manaswan, I'm going to say no, because those games are always like the most fun, the most competitive, like games we've ever played. They're always our closest games, and the competition is so good, and it could go either way every time. So if it's Manaswan, I don't think so. But other teams, it is hard.
that's a good outlook too, especially if there's such evenly balanced and competitive games like the Manaswan series was. Moving to this past season, did you think the season was going to happen?
I didn't, but when it did happen, I was very excited.
I ask every player that, you know, especially juniors, because to me, I see a big improvement from sophomore to junior year in players. What was something you really wanted to focus on from your sophomore year to this year?
Everything, but really just going from a contributing player and to an impact player, and just becoming like an overall leader for the team is what I'm trying to work on.
What some things that you learned, you know, of course, you know, Grace missed most of your sophomore year with injury. You know, she came back this season. What are some things she was able to teach you? You know, even her, you know, to me, something that stood out when she was hurt, she was always, you know, on the bench cheering and stuff, mm-hmm. which to me is what a leader should do. And obviously she's a leader on the court. What are some things she taught you this past season?
She taught me, well, first, she's an amazing basketball player and she's also an amazing person. My freshman year, she stepped up big time and became the point guard, and she's never played that position, I don't think, like, in her life. And she did a great job and was really successful and helped our team. And I think that, like, taught me a lot, just because she never gave up and she worked her hardest, even never playing the position before. And then on the court also, just her shooting. She's a really good shooter, very consistent. And her leadership is really strong.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you being a senior leader next year, you know, something you want to take with you, you know, for the next season. I want to talk a little bit about the Manasquan game this year in the Shore Conference. You know, overtime, right? Single overtime, or did it go double overtime? Was it single? You know, your team was, you know, winning most of the game, and then, you know, Manasquan came back. I think they took a little bit of the lead before the end, and then it goes to overtime, you know, 1-point game coming down to the final, you know, final possession. Actually, the regulation came down to the final possession and then overtime. How is it, first, talk about playing in such a game like that. And then, you know, just talk, you know, disappointing outcome, but what you were able to take away from it for next season.
Well, the games in general are always thrilling. They're always so fun. I know a lot of the girls, I've played against them in AAU, or they've even been my teammates. So it's fun playing against people you know. And it's also more competitive against the people you know. The game definitely was sad. It was sad that we lost, but it was a great game. I think we played really well some parts, and we could improve other parts for next year. But yeah, overall, Manasquan's always the best game. I look forward to it every year.
That's good when you know, and you know, Manasquan's always, you know, one of those top teams in the state, and it's great when you're looking forward to playing a team like that. Talk a little bit about Coach Callahan. How has he helped your game?
He always tells you what you need to work on. He never holds back. So if there's something you're not strong at, he'll tell you. And it's advice, and it's encouraging to receive that and be able to improve for, like, the next season or the next game, or
I love talking with him. You know, he just he loves basketball. You know, when I interviewed him before the season last, you know, for this past season, you can just tell how much, you know, he loves, you know, the team, and loves you girls. Let's talk a little bit about next season. You know, you're one of the senior leaders, obviously. What do you hope to pass down, you know, to the underclassmen, you know, as you being, you know, a senior leader?
I hope that they realize how much effort we put in and how hard we try. Even if we don't win every game, we're always putting in like 110%. We're always trying to run our hardest at practice and just overall be a team and not selfish and just, like, come together as one.
What goals do you have for next season? They could be individual or, you know, team goals you think you're going to have for next season.
Hopefully to beat Manasquan.
That's it right there.
Yes. And just get far in everything and succeed, and hopefully I become a good leader to the team.
That's the biggest, you know, be a big, good team leader. To me, that's more important than anything, you know, putting points on the board or whatever. You up for some rapid fire questions?
Sure.
Okay. What's your favorite TV show?
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill. Okay. How about favorite movie?
Rudy.
Rudy? Probably. Ah, my generation. Love that movie. How about favorite color?
Blue.
Blue. Okay. Favorite song. If you don't have a song, group or genre is fine.
I really like country music.
Okay. Favorite school subject?
Math.
Math. what is something you enjoy doing when you're not playing basketball?
I enjoy hanging out with my friends, and I also volunteer a lot.
What do you volunteer for?
Many different things. One of the most recent things I did was an organization called Derma Dreams, and it's a food drive. So I was a neighborhood captain, so I distributed 100 bags around my neighborhood for people to fill with food. And then I picked those bags up and I brought it to the food drive, and then we box them and we send them off to like food banks and people in need.
That's great. You kids are so much better than when I was in high school with your grades and, you know, everyone, you know, volunteering. That's great to hear. You know, my day, we either were good at school or we played sports. We weren't good at both. Or if you were, it was very rare, but you know, you girls are something. We'll talk a little about your future before we wrap up. Looking at colleges, what are some of the things you're looking at when you're trying, you know, narrow down schools and stuff?
I want a big school with like a big student population. I want to be kind of far away, like an hour, 2 hour plane ride.
Okay. Plane ride. All right. Yeah. That's different than a 2 hour drive.
Yes.
South, west, it don't matter, or
it doesn't matter like where or weather wise. That doesn't matter.
Do you like winter?
Yeah, I like winter and summer. I really like all the seasons.
That's good. I do sometimes until it starts snowing, and then I gotta go to Florida.
In the winter, I don't like when it's cold and doesn't snow. Like it needs to snow.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Do you know what you want to study?
Something in business. I think either real estate or finance.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because you are probably the third girl that said real estate, and that's impressive. Do you know what you want to do, or you could couple things you could throw out there?
I want to be an interior designer. Oh. Maybe. I don't know.
That's good. You could move out to Hollywood and make some good money being an interior designer. I ask every player this last question. What is something, if you could give your younger self advice, what would it be?
If I could give my younger self advice, I think it would be don't stress, because in the long run, like everything always works out and you always get it done somehow.
It's meant to be, it'll be, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, Charlie, I appreciate it. I appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to, sorry, I just got a Windows update. Good thing happened at the end of the interview. I look forward to, you know, seeing you play your senior year and things opening up. I'll be able to get to more games than I was this past season, and good luck this season in AAU, and good luck this weekend in the tournament.
Thank you for having me.
Do you know your schedule yet for this weekend?
Yes, we have a game tonight, two tomorrow, and one Sunday.
I'll ask you this now. I asked the coach this a couple weeks ago. Teams are in Tennessee or Alabama. I don't even know where they were. Well, school's going on. Like, to me, that's just like mind-boggling. Like first of all, it puts the parents in bare spots because they have to choose whether they have to send their kid to school, which to me is important, or I understand the AAU games. I mean, not so much right now because it's not live period just yet, but I don't understand why they schedule tournaments when there's school going on.
Mayo's really good at that. We really always try and have night, like if we're playing Friday, it's always a night game. So like tonight it's at 9. So like we didn't have to miss school.
That's good. I talked to another coach and he tries to do the same thing, or he tries to avoid those, you know, unless it's a really huge tournament, he tries to avoid those so the parents aren't put in that position where they have to decide. So but I wish you luck this weekend. You know, tell Coach Mayo I said good luck too this weekend. I look forward to seeing you on the court in the winter for Rumson.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Charlie. Thank you.